Let's turn from one horse race to another. Tomorrow, American Pharoah will race for the Triple Crown. He's already won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes, and victory in the Belmont Stakes will make horse racing history. He'll also get a nice payday, though the real financial windfall comes later. Reporter Elliot Hannon explains.
In America, thousands of thoroughbreds are born every year, and every year, only one gets to do this.
Coming to the finish, American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Kentucky Derby!
The chances of winning the Triple Crown are even slimmer. Only 11 horses have ever done it.
There's plenty of risk in our business.
Tom Bush has been a trainer at Belmont Park for more than three decades.
Our horses are fragile. It's expensive to keep a horse in training on a daily basis. So, yeah, it's not easy to make money at it. We like to see the math work as much as possible, but it sometimes doesn't.
What makes the math particularly hard is the top horses can cost millions of dollars, and that's before they've even stepped on a racetrack. Once a horse is at the track, it costs about 50 grand a year to keep them there. That includes everything from food to jockeys to vets' fees. It's a lot of overhead, and many horses never cover the cost. Winning a big race like the Belmont helps, but often that's not enough. Christina Basanakis works with owners at the Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association.
On the racetrack, a horse has almost like a ceiling or a cap. So the really, really good ones, yeah, if they win $3-4 million on the racetrack, that's out of this world. At the same time, potentially what they can earn in the breeding shed as stallions so far surpasses that.
A victory in the Belmont would make American Pharoah an even more attractive stallion, and that could be far more valuable than anything he wins on the track. America's top sire commands some $300,000 for each of his offspring. That adds up to about $35 million a year, and potentially hundreds of millions over his lifetime. A victory by American Pharoah tomorrow will make him even more valuable in this market.
I get a little anxiety about an hour before I start getting a little nervous.
That's American Pharoah's trainer, Bob Baffert. It's a lot of pressure on everyone involved, but his biggest worry on race day isn't future stud fees or the bottom line.
I think I feel more pressure when the... you don't want to let the fans down. You start feeling like they came out here and they're all getting into it and like, I hope he runs well.
And if he does run well and wins tomorrow's Belmont Stakes, American Pharoah will be the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New York.
Thank you all for listening this week and have a nice weekend. And Ari, it's nice having you with us all the way from London to these early hours in Washington, D.C. And you're sticking around all next week too, right?
Yeah, the nice thing about being here from London is hosting Morning Edition. I get to wake up around the same time as I would wake up in London. 2 a.m. here, 7 a.m. there. It's great to be here, Renee.